Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us in part by Sleep Sounds, meditation for women. Trouble sleeping? Press play on Sleep Sounds, meditation for women. Relaxing sleep meditation music, ambient and nature sounds, binaural beats, white noise, and more are here for you whenever you need help drifting off into peaceful sleep. Each episode is 1 hour long, so just lay back, close your eyes, and let yourself ease into deep sleep. Created for those who identify as women or anyone who feels called to listen. Brought to you by the Women's Meditation Network. Listen to Sleep Sounds, meditation for women. We are also supported this week by Square Peg Podcast. In this show, an American suburban dad gets sucked into the bizarre world of a vengeful, one-eyed British curmudgeon on a decades-long mission to have his brother imprisoned, and things get weird. Square Peg tells a story about bitterness and the things we bury in the past. Listen at squarepegpodcast.com. Welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us today. This is Sabrina B., back at it again to host Feedback with Earbuds while Ariel is in Spain. In case you missed last week's episode, I'm the host of the Experimental Audio Scene and Living in Cycles podcasts. I'm excited to share the awesome content we have for you all this week, and I want to start with a little story to introduce this week's theme. On August 11th, 1973, a fellow named Clive Campbell, or better known as DJ Cool Herc, spun the records at a party that his sister was throwing in the Bronx. He'd been working in the turntables since he was a kid, playing at parties and in between his dad's band sets for years, and he started to create a new method of DJing. Always very perceptive of his audience's energy levels, he noticed that people tended to wait for certain portions of songs to dance, the parts with a break in vocals and a strong drum beat. Using his new DJ method, which he called the merry-go-round, DJ Cool Herc jumped between records to extend the instrumental breaks, creating a continuous dance rhythm for his audience. And it was a hit. Rumor has it that the success of his DJing at this particular late summer party was pivotal. That night began the grassroots musical revolution that would become known as hip-hop. Since then, hip-hop has continued to morph and twist into new forms, building on itself in fresh ways as a style of music, dance, and a culture in and of itself. This week's podcast recommendation list is on the theme, Hip-Hop History and Hustle, and it's curated by hip-hop scholar Matt Linder. In a moment, Matt will tell us about his podcast picks and his background as a scholar and podcaster. After that, I'll tell you about our spotlight podcast pick, Bloodthirsty Hearts. Finally, I'll share some podcast community updates that you won't want to miss. Here's Matt with this week's podcast recommendations. Hit the tape.
Hey, I'm Matt Linder. I'm a hip-hop scholar, and I'm one of the co-hosts for Flickers with Lauren Hill researcher Crystal Roberts. In addition to doing Flickers, I also do freelance podcasts, editing and production and sound design. I've done it for podcasts such as Quick to Listen and We Wonder. So I wanted to do a theme that focused on hip-hop. I absolutely love hip-hop. I love talking about it. I love writing about it. I love thinking about it. And so I really wanted to highlight podcasts that have an emphasis on hip-hop history and also how hip-hop drives entrepreneurship and hustle. So first, I picked a podcast from NPR called Louder Than a Riot, which looks at the intersection of the criminal justice system and hip hop. And the episode I picked was The Day the Mixtape Died, DJ Drama. DJ Drama is huge, massive person when it comes to the mixtape scene. And he collaborated with a ton of major label artists. And the major labels were cool with that and promoting that until the police raided his home, seized all his CDs, freeze all his assets, and it forever changed, I mean, his life, obviously, because he went to jail for this. But it also changed how mixtape culture would operate after this incident. And it's a fascinating, fascinating dive into history of him and as also the history of mixtape culture. So for my second podcast I chose was What Had Happened Was. And this is a podcast that's hosted by Open Mike Engel, who is an underground rapper who is from Chicago. And he has conversations with a lot of influential hip hoppers and rappers. And particular episode I was very interested in sharing with you all is KMD and the origin of MF Doom. So this talks to Dante Ross, who was an A&R at Electric Records, and he was the one that signed the massively influential group KMD and also MF Doom, who is an underground indie rapper who was massively loved in the industry, but also massively loved just by fans all around. And he sadly died a couple years back. This was just a great, great remembrance of MF Doom and the music that he created and how outside of the norm it was. Third up, wanted to share a podcast called Authentic, The Story of Tablo. This is from Vice, and the podcast is about Tablo, who is an Korean-American rapper that was part of the first wave of Korean rap groups in the 90s. And it is about how this rumor got started about him on the internet, that he was basically just handed this music role and it was unfair and just how he got into this music role and had such a huge influence in Korean society and how that really just messed up his life and his family life and his career. And it's a fascinating dive into that whole internet conspiracy theory that just really jacked things up for him. And the episode that I really focus on is Hell Korea. And in this episode, they talk about the online forum that started this rumor about Tablo. Next up for my fourth pick is Hip Hop Can Save America. And it is the episode Hip Hop Meets the Orchestra with The Phantom. So I have a master's of music history and literature. And through that master's, I studied a lot of classical music. And so with my love of hip hop and my love of classical music, this episode was so awesome because this DJ, The Phantom, he works with symphony orchestras and combines elements of hip hop with the orchestra. So they'll do covers of hip-hop songs in an orchestral setting, which is amazing. And it sounds so good. You should totally listen to his albums. But then they also take classical songs and they flip them upside down, remix them, and do them in a hip-hop style. It's so awesome. And the conversation is just so interesting how he does his process to put on these hip-hop orchestra concerts and his process for creating these mashups between hip hop and orchestra, and also just talking about how he's trying to make these concert hall spaces open to other audiences outside of older white people, and to really let people know that these concert halls are their spaces too. Lastly, I chose the podcast Woman in Hip Hop, and it's an episode with Sha Rock. And Sha Rock, if you know the history of hip-hop, is one of the first female MCs in the game. And she was part of the Funky 4+1. And she goes through her pioneering work as part of that group. And then also the incredible challenges she faced being a woman in hip-hop in the early days. And it's a fascinating, an insightful interview giving you a peek into what the early days of hip hop were like for a woman. So what I would love to promote is my podcast, Flickers. Second season came out earlier this year, and the whole season focuses on the music of Lauryn Hill and looking at the spirituality in her music and exploring it through three themes of love, justice, and freedom, and how all those themes are overlapping in so much of her music, from The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill to her Unplugged album to the singles that she released over the years. So come check it out.
Thank you to Matt for curating this week's podcast picks for Earbuds. As always, Matt's recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at our website, earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts, just like Matt did. Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting Bloodthirsty Hearts, and here's what it's about. Friends growing apart happens, but creatures crashing a fantasy convention? Not so much. As fans gather for the first ever Bloodthirsty Hearts convention, five former friends reunite for a day full of cosplays and panels. This event for the famed series is everything superfans hoped for, until the same creatures from their beloved story invade. Find the link to listen in our show notes or on our homepage at earbuds.audio. Next up, some important community happenings and other things you might love if you love podcasts. Are you subscribed to Podcast the Newsletter? If you love podcasts, you definitely should be. Each week, Lauren Pacell shares the best podcast she's been listening to, an interview with someone in the industry, and community updates. This week, she's featured Season 3 of Unfinished, which tells the story of Ernest C. Withers, a Black journalist who lived a double life as a civil rights photographer and FBI informant. Subscribe to Podcast the Newsletter at podcastthenewsletter.substack.com or at the link in our show notes. This week's curator, Matt Linder, is the host of Flickers, a narrative podcast exploring the work and lives of musicians who incorporate spirituality in their music. With eight BIPOC contributors, from academics to artists, Season 2 is a deep dive into Lauryn Hill's discography and uncovers the ways her music and life are driven by her spiritual understanding of love, justice, and freedom. Co-hosted by Crystal Roberts. LWC Studio has announced the expansion of the hashtag Podcasting Seriously Awards Fund to include reimbursements for audio production education and training for BIPOC and LGBTQ+ independent producers, editors, and other creators. Learn more and apply at podcastingseriously.com/fund. Before we head off, let me tell you a bit about me, Sabrina B., your guest host for the week. I produce and host the Experimental Audio Scene podcast, all about experimental audio and listening journeys. I also produce and host Living in Cycles, a show about embracing cyclical living in linear times. Does that concept sound like an intriguing idea, even if you're not exactly sure what it all means? I suggest starting with Cyclical Symbolism and Fugitive Space with Kristen Mathis, a great introductory and explainer episode. I've included the link for you in the show notes of this episode. Outside of the podcast, I run a website, experimentalaudioscene.com. There you can find a variety of offerings, including podcast support, hosting, consulting, producing, editing, and more. If you need extra support with your podcast, I'd love to help. I also offer wellness workshop facilitation and tarot readings. I can accommodate one-on-one readings, group sessions, as well as private and corporate events. I am happy to add some witchy realism to any upcoming Halloween parties. And that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining me again this week, and thank you, as always, to Ariel and the Earbuds team for having me on. We'll see you next week, and until then, happy listening.
Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.